This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti on the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all the senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all the senior citizens regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes Panchkarma Hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, and a central library. He will also inaugurate 3 medical colleges in Mandsaur, Neemuch, and Sioni in Madhya Pradesh. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for 5 nursing colleges in Shivpuri, Ratlam, Khandwa, Rajgarh and Mandsaur in Madhya Pradesh. He will also lay a foundation stone for 21 critical care blocks in Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Manipur, Tamil Nadu and Rajasthan under the Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone on development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees in Amreli in Gujarat yesterday. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Water Conservation Initiative and the Bharat Mata Sarovar in Dhundla village of Amreli district with a joint venture of Dholakia Foundation and the Government of Gujarat on the PPP model. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister said that the projects related to roads, railways and water supply and tourism will significantly benefit the citizens of Saurashtra, Kutch, Junagadh and Porbandar and Botar districts of this state. He reaffirmed that the government's commitment to water conservation. Among the projects, the Navda to Chavand pipeline will supply 28 crore liters of water to over 1,200 villages, benefiting around 67 lakh people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has dedicated a gauge conversation on the Bhuj-Nalia rail line to the nation in Amreli in Gujarat yesterday. The 101.4 kilometer rail line project has been completed at a cost of around 1,100 crore rupees. The extensive project features 24 major bridges, 254 minor bridges, 3 road overbridges, and 30 road underbridges. The broad gauge rail line connects 11 stations in Gujarat. The Bhuj-Nalia rail line provides seamless broad gauge rail connectivity with the rest of the rail network. Haryana Food and Supplies Department had said that the procurement of paddy and millet is going to be smoothly in various mandis. Till now, 43,02,418 tons of paddy and 4,17,771 tons of millet has been procured at the minimum support price. An official spokesperson said that till now a total of 45,50,473 tons of paddy and 4,30,193 tons of millet has arrived in various mandis so far. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia starting today. The visit aims to further deepen the strategic partnership and to explore new avenues of trade, investment, and economic cooperation between India and Saudi Arabia. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will also participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.